Hello, this is Sander Wolf, culture agent columnist for lbpost.com, and I'm here with
Lisa Webro.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about the show?
Well, I put this show together because, it started with my neighbor, Kurt Miller, who is retired, and he started painting some scenes from my neighborhood, Wrigley, and people's homes and landmarks, and I was going to have a show at my home for him. And then it kind of grew, because I know I'm an artist myself, and I know a lot of other artists, and my friend Mary Grace has this wonderful building that's for lease. And I was looking around Long Beach and was kind of concerned about a lot of empty buildings, and it's kind of bad news in this era right now of tough times, so to speak, that all these empty buildings are here. So she offered up her place to, so we expanded and took in, we have 11 artists showing here. And the place is presently for lease, and she had it painted and cleaned up, and we put all the art in here. And you can see we have all different kinds of mediums represented here as well.
Yeah, you have glass, ceramic, painting, what else?
Metal, bronzes.
Right.
Felt. It's lint art by Slater Baron, mm-hmm. our lint lady. Silk art, oils, sculpture, plaster sculptures as well. So there's a little bit of everything here. And mosaic.
Now, why don't you tell me about some of the paintings in this room? These are all paintings of
The Wrigley neighborhood. You know, well, here's a downtown. This is the Breakers scene. This is a church in Wrigley, which will be changing its look because they're building a big behemoth of a building right next to it. But these are homes in Wrigley and scenes, street scenes, and I think you might recognize this one here, uh-huh. as your friends, yeah, mm-hmm. and even an alleyway in the LA River. So we've got a good representation here of the different buildings, some duplexes, a lot of Spanish style, of course, because that's mm-hmm. what Wrigley is all about. And then we have our silk art. They're all hand-painted silk pieces, and I love the way they drape out of these holes.
Those
are mine.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Thank you. And then in between that, I have some... I sculpted in the foundry, I did a bronze sun face, and then I made a mold of it. And so I've been experimenting with different, that one upstairs is a plaster that's gold leafed, but this one is all recycled paper. I found some menus that a restaurant was getting rid of, and I shredded them and put that in the mold. So that's recycled paper. I have a couple of those with some gold leaf, and it's watercolor on there. And more of the silk paintings.
Great. So then you have, tell me about the glass.
Well, this is actually a resin, not a glass.
Oh,
and that's
okay.
Dawn Morshige. She's got a building called By Art, her mm-hmm. studio right on 10th Street near Temple. And so she takes, these are large film. They're like photographic film.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see it's about 6 feet high. And so she makes screens out of them and resins them. And so you can... kind of see through them.
Yeah, sort of a Japanese or Asian style screen.
Right.
And quite beautiful sort of photographic images.
Yeah, so she it's mixed media, basically, because here she's used a steel grate and put a photographic image on top of that and even painted some and then resin the whole thing.
Right.
So she's got the wall pieces as well as the screens. And then we have Monica Fleming up here who does these wonderful color fields, you know, that... just kind of take you to a different level.
Yeah, and she's one of those artists that's sort of really just coming into her own in the career and finding
absolutely.
Quite a bit of enthusiasm.
She's been in Laguna and Palm Springs, been showing all around, and she's
the brewery too.
Right, that's a fun one. But she's motivated by music. She just puts on that music and gets into the zone, and there she goes. And you can kind of feel that when you look at that too, I think. Anyway.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And then we have sculptural or ceramic pieces here.
Yeah, these are mine as well. So I've got these ceramic plates that work together. And then I've got these muses that they're female figure and paint them with different leafing. So you have this pearlescent feel in one and a copper and a gold. And in the middle here, I've got this, it's a plaster sculpture that's also painted with metallics and gold and leaf. And patina, and that's an abstracted mermaid. And then this is I have a line that's called Viking Vixen Wear, WARE/WEAR. And this is the Beowulf box. So if you were a Viking chick, that's what you would be going with. And it serves as a deadly weapon as well. You can swing that thing around.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah. So it's actually steel, welded steel form that's filled in with woven brass.
And now, did you work with a fabricator, or did you fabricate it yourself?
That I did all myself.
Wow.
Yeah, it's hinged and it's got leather inside. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Gucci ain't got nothing on this, right?
Wow, that's a beautiful, beautiful box.
And then this is a bronze casted muse as well. And then the mermaid muse is below. And then this is interesting. This is a Danish artist, actually, that I represent. And she has hand-blown glass over in Denmark. And you can see she puts metal screening into her hand-blown glass. There's some figurative stuff as well, and abstract, and it's very free. It looks like a kind of a jellyfish, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's really pretty.
So
I love glass. I'm a big fan of glass.
And so they really respect their glass work in Scandinavia. So her name is Ricky Bruselius, and just thought I'd throw her in there in the mix too.
Sure, that's great.
And let's see. Oh, then we have our hospitality stool, and it's all turned wood that's been. The legs are made out of, and it says with nails through the fabric, it spells out "Have a nice day." I just get so tired of people that don't mean it saying it to me. You know, I go to the bank, "Have a nice day." No, don't plan on it. But it's actually to be part of a series. The hospitality stool is the next one. Is going to be wooden fabric as well, but instead of nails coming through the fabric, it will be shards of glass that spell out. Pain in the ass. And then the third one I'm going to fabricate out of metal, like a metal pillow, and there'll be a gas line that it has to be attached to, a little tank, and then the holes in the metal will spell out, can you guess, hot seat.
Nice.
Right? Okay, so there'll be there's a series of those that are going
nice.
On.
Nice, very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And then over this way, this is also Slater Baron's work, and this is a huge diptych here that with the cobalt and the silver, and then there's a kind of an ellipse of would you call that?
It almost looks like text.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if it's actual text or
I think it's characters. I think it's made up kind of it's caricatures, so interesting though. And it got a lot of texture in it. And then below it, Mary Grace has made some pottery, and we'll visit her room in the back there. But we put that there because it has that kind of same text feel on the pottery as well, so we kind of tie that together. But Baron Slater is actually famous, Slater Baron is actually famous for her, she's called a lint lady, okay, and she has her works all over the world. In fact, I saw her stuff in Copenhagen, Denmark, in the Ripley's Believe It or Not, because you can't see that it's made out of lint until you get right up on it.
Right.
And the portrait is of the queen in an elegant red dress. And I thought, oh my God, she's everywhere. So here we have a sushi party tray and a candy box, kind of a Valentine candy box here too. Which are really fun, don't you think?
Yeah, and you can tell that they're done really lovingly. You know, they're very carefully rendered.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell that she's really gotten to know her medium.
Absolutely.
You know, and
the lint lady
is exploring it fully.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it.
And here she has another painting of again a lot of texture on the painting and some script written on it, text as well. And then that brings us to Ricardo Gutierrez, who I think you know as well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, And he has a mixed media piece here, which is really intense, I think. It's got messages in every little cubicle there, and each one is rendered differently with a different technique. I think it's really a lot of, I don't know what those are, seeds? Yeah. And look at the... It's just and the graffiti. It's just gorgeous. I just love this piece.
Yeah, it's like a little, almost like a. It almost looks sort of like a comic book, but each image is sort of independent in its own way and rendered in a slightly different style.
Yeah, this looks like money, fanning across. I see 500. I've noticed. I find something in this all the time.
Yeah,
it looks like a bottle cap.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a work on paper. And I think it's really, I'm not really sure what the message is yet. I keep coming away with something different each time.
I guess we'll have to ask him.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's also sculpted these heads, a series of small heads here. Can you guess what it's sculpted out of?
Well, somebody told me.
Okay,
so,
but avocado seeds. Avocado seeds.
Yeah, avocado pits. And the faces are really interestingly rendered. You know, they're very stylized. Some are a little grotesque. Some are quite soft and lovely.
Some are very abstracted and African and dark and light. And look at this laughing guy or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just so some are whimsical and some are intense. But it's a great piece, don't you think?
Yes, very much so.
And right below this piece, we have a plaster sculpture he did of a very rotund nude, reclining nude, on a very interesting base that he sculpted, a wood base that he sculpted too. Wood and plaster and I guess metal as well.
Wonderful.
So, and then we have some abstract paintings from Jennifer Tenace, I think she pronounces it, T-E-N-A-C-E. And she's got her degree from an art school in Laguna Beach. And I've just met her recently, so don't know her well.
And
but
does she live in Wrigley?
No, actually she lives here.
Oh,
yeah, so that's why I pulled her into that. So all these other, most of these artists, I'd say, I think 8 out of 11 are Wrigley residents.
Now, are these all part of one piece? Or
no,
are there
they're not. They're
paintings?
Separate. They're individual paintings.
Yeah, very nice. They're definitely of a set, though. You can sort of tell that they...
A theme, a common theme, but I think the one on the end is quite different. This is more around us. And look at the texture in here, too. I don't know if she has string or something in there, but it's got...
it's almost like clouds.
Yeah. And the color is very nice, too. And then here we have... This is one of my students that I've been working with and teaching how to mosaic. And this is a... made from stained glass, a stained glass mosaic on a round bamboo piece that has ball bearings in it, so it turns on the wall. Isn't that cool?
That's very beautiful.
And I think she's thinking about calling this swirlicious.
Nice.
Apropos all the swirls.
Definitely. Lots of color and movements in the piece,
yeah.
Even when it's not turning.
Yes. Yes, so the turning is a little bit of a surprise. We can really make you dizzy like you're on a Ferris wheel or something if you want.
Right, right.
And this is also by Tina Burnite. We took a welding class together, and hence I made this box, and she made this box here. You know, it's fully functional.
No leather, though.
No leather. It's not. It's more of a box, and I like the way it stands up with these tall feet as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
And then our next artist is Gail Werner, and she's a Wrigley resident that has her MFA from Cal State Long Beach. And she is Native American.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see the organic pods and the floral, and there's a natural theme within all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's interesting how she paints with oil and then we'll put some pencil work in there as well. So mixing that up a little bit. Very lovely. She's actually not selling any of these pieces. They're not for sale because she's planning on really taking them around and showing them on the road quite a bit. So we're just showing them to show off the talent of Wrigley residents
right,
there.
Right.
Yeah.
And they look like they're painted on boards too.
They are, and as these are as well. So that seems you get a really nice kind of clean look with that, where the frame is actually part of the piece, you know, and it stands out. So. It seems to be kind of a trend. And this is my my mosaic. It's about 5 feet in diameter. And it's all handmade ceramic and glazed, high fire. Really sturdy. We took it on the back of Luke's truck to get it here and made it on piece. And
wow.
It could be put outside as well. So.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, it's huge and it's big, it's beautiful, and it has a real good energy to it. I love the colors, the sort of earthy colors, sort of juxtaposed against that sort of deep, deep blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very nice.
Thank you. And then we walk into this next room in here. And here we have our ceramic room. And Mary Grace is the artist for all these ceramics here. You can see she's been very busy. Look at the vibrant red in that. It's like fluorescent. That's glaze. I don't know how you do this.
Can't tell me.
It's a secret, trade secret, okay.
That's also horsehair.
Horsehair, okay.
That makes that
a
big black pattern.
Horsehair. I thought it was raccoon. It has a very raccoon feel with that organic. Yeah, okay. That you put horsehair in the raccoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has some kind of metallic feels. And I think the just the diversity of what she does is kind of insane.
Yeah, you can tell there's some that are done on the wheel, some that are done by hand. Lots of different glazing techniques. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of great colors. Yeah, I'm already picking out a few favorites.
Okay, there you go. And then on the opening night evening and on Saturday and Sunday, we will have a jeweler here that will be displaying her work as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Excellent. So now you have 11 artists.
Yes.
And the majority of them are from Wrigley?
Yes.
And now tell me, you were saying that this space just became available. Now,
it's been empty for how long, Mary Grace? Do you know?
It was originally intended to be a gallery, and that plan didn't work out, so it's been empty for, it's been in the process of planning for the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. And then last month, the plans changed with everything. And Lisa and I were talking, and she talked about this idea, and I said, you know what, let's just do it. I don't think it's affordable for us to keep it like this, but we're gonna see. Maybe it'll be a gallery. There's space in the back for studios, and it might be a perfect studio retail spot for someone.
Yeah, and having this show here will allow people to maybe recontextualize it in their minds and recognize it as an opportunity for that kind of thing.
Here's hoping.
Yeah.
It's a great building, great location, great energy.
Now, I mean, I was just curious. You know, it takes a lot of work to put all this together, both practically and conceptually. Why not keep the show up for a little bit longer and you know?
Well, if we can find some students, maybe the main thing is all the artists want to be doing their art and working. We don't want to be sitting in a retail spot showing art and opening a gallery. We really want to be working. So if we can find people that want to come in and spend some time sitting here and being with beautiful art and doing their studies, we're thinking about contacting maybe Cal State Long Beach or Long Beach City College to see if there are students that are interested in participating like that.
So it's really just a practical consideration more than anything. Yeah.
Plus we haven't required any fees from the artists, and we're not taking a percentage. This is all kind of, you know, a freebie.
It's a community service. This is what Lisa had in mind when she thought of it. It's really to bring artists together, to bring people in the community to see art of people in Long Beach, and to, you know, offer, you know, like my pieces I've priced really reasonable so people can have pieces of beauty every day in their homes.
And then we don't have an empty space in the neighborhood, too. Right. We want to keep it vibrant.
Right. And this is, you know, the really the best kind of redevelopment, if you will.
Absolutely.
You know, taking something that's a real cultural resource and using an available space to share it with the neighborhood.
Absolutely.
And totally grassroots.
Right.
Not city funded.
Right, right.
So no censorship either.
That's right. Although everything is pretty tame.
That could change.
I guess it depends on how you interpret things, too.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me in on the day before the opening, and I'll do my best to tell people about it.
Well, we thank you for coming.
Absolutely.
All right.
Bye.